No.
You originally said tribes, dude. Don't fuck with me. You're fucking with me here. You are really seriously fucking with me.
I'm sorry you misunderstood. They're Native American words.
Well, I do that all the time.
Native American words.
Native American words. Geronimo!
You know, place names, in other words.
Place names, okay. Redskin Hill, no, that's not one.
No, we're talking about states.
States, yeah. Right. So here we go again. Not Florida, that's a Spanish word. Utah, yeah, that's one for sure. Kansas, Arkansas, Massachusetts. New Hampshire, oh no, wait, not that one. New Mexico, no, not that one. Yeah. Oh, New York. Strip steaks. How many steaks are named after Native American words? Strip steak. Ribeye. That's two.
Ribeye is an Indian word?
Ribeye is an Indian word. Yep. Rabbi is a Jewish word, but ribeye is a Native American word. Ribeye.
It sounds to me like a combination of the word English word rib and the English word wa-eye.
What?
Ribeye.
No, it's one word. Rib, like ribbit.
Yeah,
ribeye,
but I mean, it's an English word.
Reuben, rabbi. Rabbi Saul.
That's an English word, too.
Rabbi
yes.
Saul, that Beatles yes. album, Rabbi Saul.
Well. Okay.
Darn it. Come on, I'll share the prize with you. Hurry up, DJ Pussycat. I'm waiting. Shark steak, that's shark. Yep, shark steak. That's another Native American word, shark. Shark steak, filet mignon, strip steak, ribeye. So we're up to
none
five. Filet mignon,
not one
that's
of
a
them.
Native American word.
Delmonico, not one.
A Delmonico isn't a steak, is it? I don't have any steak in this answer anyway.
But originally it was a restaurant, but yes, a steak.
Chris Roots. Right, Chris Roots. There's one. Boom, that's another one. Chris Roots, Chris's. That's right. Roots, Chris's. There's another one. Roots,
what's
Chris's
mean?
Steakhouse.
Roots, Chris's.
Roots, Chris's. It means tomahawk.
What?
It means tomahawk in Indian. Roots, Chris's. Means tomahawk. So
sounds
Roots Chris's
like,
steak is a tomahawk steak.
Sounds like Rosie Crucifixion.
Yep, Rosie Greer Crucifixion.
That would be a crucifixion.
O'Donnell.
Kind of like a...
Rosie Greer O'Donnell fiction. Crucy what? Huh?
A crucifix.
Salisbury, there's another one. Native American word, Salisbury steak.
Yeah,
okay.
But we don't...
I'm up to
okay.
six now. Salisbury filet mignon shark.
No.
No?
Not one of these words are Native American words. Salisbury? Lord Salisbury? That's English.
That's word Salisbury.
Delmonico is Italian.
I didn't say Delmonico.
I
you did. I'm right, and you were wrong.
The other ones you said.
I'm right on all the...
Wrong.
No, you're wrong on that one. I'm right
Everyone's
on the
Everyone's wrong on all of them.
You are wrong, and I am right, and we are all together. So let me see here now. Fuck.
No, there isn't any. Name one state. One Native American state.
Utah, right there. Sorry,
no,
back off. Yes.
Not state. Steak.
One Native American. Oh, steak. Oh, fuck, man.
That's what you're looking for, right?
Right. Native American steak.
I was looking for state.
T-bone beef.
But you got off on steaks. So, I'm saying as far as steaks go... I think they're all English names.
Michael,
all these answers
okay. I'm giving you, I am just burning you at the stakes right now, man. You are getting burned left and right with my steak knowledge.
I see. Okay.
I will stake your life.
You're not even a carnivorous.
Can you see me waving my hand around
here? You're a vegetarian, for Christ's sake.
Well, that's okay. Yes, I am.
You know
when it comes to great steaks.
Good steak.
I just raise the
steaks. The Riga. Wait, who's there? We're
John
talking
Hell.
Steaks. All how many different kinds of
altered steaks?
The ribeye.
The Sharper Image is one of my favorite stores.
Trump steaks.
You know, I haven't been there.
There's another
actually,
one.
But
I've done that.
I am getting a steak. I'm going when I fly back to LA tomorrow. I'm going to the Buggy Whip restaurant.
and getting a giant fucking steak.
Yeah.
Wow.
A giant fucking steak. That's
there
another Native American one. The giant fucking. That's
oh,
one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Steakums.
Actually, they did have buffalo steaks, as we know. And we can have buffalo steaks today.
Bingo. That's Native American right there. Buffalo steaks. Game over.
Win. Yeah, but if you go to, O'Farrell,
to
Tommy's joint, you can get yourself some buffalo chili.
Didn't that place close down?
Knock your socks off. Did it?
I heard. I think so. Real news.
Boy, that would be the end of the world, because the other great Bauhaus, Hofbrau thing closed
Peter
down.
Peter Murphy's working there as a DJ. Did
O'Neill's closed down.
Yes, no, quite seriously, though. Peter Murphy is working at Tommy's joint as a waiter.
No way.
Yeah, totally.
You mean...
the guy who used to be in Bauhaus, yeah.
What?
He's fallen on real hard times.
No way.
Waiting at Tommy's joint. He's waiting for you.
He's definitely not at Tommy's joint.
He's
no
in about
guy,
3 feet of water.
No cool guy with an English
accent. He's waiting
accent
and waiting and waiting
of
for
of any
you
kind. No matter how... What, would he work
I'm
at Tommy's
waiting
joint
for you.
First of all, you got to speak Polish or German.
All this
you don't
flooding,
have to speak it, but you got to be
Harvey,
used to
Irma, Jose,
delivering these big
I'm waiting
slabs
for you
of beef. Slabs of
slabs
meat.
Why is beef always slabby? Lumbering.
Hams.
Lumbering.
And
lumbering.
Massive amounts of food.
Why trees aren't lumbering. Meat
with
is. It doesn't make sense.
Every possible kind of beer. And TV. Oh,
a TV steak. That's another native
heavenly
one right there. TV steak? Okay.
Don't tell me it's close.
Giant fucking steak. Squid steak. Squid steak? Okay, there we go.
Really? No.
Let me see. Okay.
No, it was like a German Hofbrau.
You heard me.
Corned beef.
Cheese steak. Pat's cheese steak from Philly. That's one. Bingo.
Pastrami.
That's a Native American word.
Turkey.
Italian Native American.
Duck sometimes.
And cover. Duck steak.
And slice it right for you, like right there. Boom.
I don't slice.
Oh.
Tiger Woods slices.
You always had to put up with the guy, the very mean-looking guy that looked like the soup Nazi.
Bad TV shows again.
Glower over you.
More bad TV shows.
Yeah, he looked like Saddam Hussein, but you know, kind of meaner. And the other couple guys looked the same.
Hasn't Saddam
and
Hussein
not,
suffered enough?
No, you know what they look like? Joseph Stalin. The tiny little squint eyes.
Stalin and the narcs.
And this kind of scowl on his face. And none of the three of
can
them.
Can you show me what that scowl looked like, please? That's not a scowl. That's just a sort of a turned down mouth thingy. That's not scowling. What's that? Oh, but that was his scowl. I see what you're saying.
Well.
Yeah, that's pretty
when
good.
When he
okay
looks at you, like.
I'm scared.
You think. This is the
I
guy.
I thought it was bad when you hit me.
I'm supposed
oh
to be
God
his customer, right? He's supposed to be welcoming me. He's supposed to be like.
Oh, Peter Murphy at Tommy's joint? He'll welcome you.
That's ridiculous. That's like when you told us Paul had sex with his daughter. That's
no, he didn't have sex with
fantasy
her. I mean, yeah, he did, but he married her. And that she just had a child. It was like last week. She was pregnant when I was telling you about that.
Yeah, except.
She married him to take advantage of his famous name.
Except that 6 months ago you said it was last week.
It was not 6 months ago. It was less than 4 months ago. Michael, get your facts straight here, man. I mean, I'm telling you truisms,
okay,
and you are confusing all of this into some kind of nonsense. Time control, come on.
You know, let's did get you some work for the CIA during the Iraq War?
Not then.
Are you one of those guys that said it was...
Surf and Turf. There's another one. Surf and Turf. Another native one.
Are you one of the guys that said there was vans loaded with chemical warfare?
Chemical warfare. Chemical warfare. Chemical warfare.
Driving around from...
that was Jellaby Afton said that.
Refueling from factory to factory.
Oh, that was Alex Jones. Gay freaking frogs! Gay freaking frogs! Have you seen that one yet? Gay freaking frogs! Gay freaking frogs! I hate gay freaking frogs!
They probably are.
One of the guys.
All animals love to hump themselves. And when they get.
When they
like somebody, they hump them. That's a lot of
whales.
Often happens.
Porpoises.
Well, Okay, they rub against
not
whatever. They caress each other.
I've never melted an animal that didn't rub
other.
Me the wrong way.
Like you could see perhaps a horse.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Grooming a puppy.
Fucking Michael. Just can't remember anything. It was just 2 weeks ago
mare.
That I told you that.
That what?
VJ Pussycat said that was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it was maybe
what
two,
was
three
2 weeks ago?
See, you forgot already. You're just talking
That's
about it a minute
it was
ago.
2 weeks ago.
Right, exactly. You said it was 6 months ago, though.
Oh.
Now you can't even remember what it was.
No.
You just said 2 minutes
anyway.
Ago, about 6 months ago, when it was really 2 weeks ago.
I know.
Jeez,
but
man.
That itself was
time control. Yeah. Okay. Right. That's do you have a watch on right now? No, he doesn't have a watch on. Neither does K Rob. I'm the only one wearing a watch.
Imagine.
Wait, I'm not wearing a watch.
Michael Beppe would ever wear a watch.
Film at 11.
Seriously?
No, I can't imagine anything you would do, Michael. I have to see it to believe it.
Last watch I wore was in high school, I think.
Was it a Timex?
I hate knowing what time it is. I don't like to know what time it is.
I know what time it is.
When I have an opportunity to look at a watch or a clock, I usually don't. What difference does it make unless you have someplace to be?
Nowell.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like measuring something that doesn't really need to be measured until it needs to be.
All those clocks, people think they're measuring time. These fools don't even realize it's just measuring the relative movements of celestial bodies through what is apparently space, but actually isn't even that. Okay. Where you been all this time?
Yeah.
Where you been all this
and in
time,
fact,
Michael?
Even on the microcosm, even the times that you get from, let's say, a computer, a cell phone, a
newspaper
laptop,
box. I get the
and a TV. None of them match up.
Space steak. Yeah.
They almost never match up. TV never matches up with computer, which doesn't match up with phone, which doesn't match up. They're all, it's just a huge range depending on where you want to look to find out what time it is. That's the myth of the atomic clock.
The myth of
you know
the
these computers
clock.
They just have their own
what
thing,
about that
you know.
That long now clock, is that a myth too?
I guess that's real. No,
that?
That's
no that's real.
Real a friend of mine is one
I
of the
bet.
People
Jim
that
Mason,
works on that
right okay
no
right. No not Jim no
okay. Michael McGillicum.
Uh-huh.
He, Jim Mason what he does is, he curates the lecture series, Michael McGillicum.
Cool.
Jim Mason, I didn't know about. Maybe is he working on something there?
No, he's involved with the Long Now Foundation, worked on the clock, too, if I recall
correctly. Oh, yes, right.
You missed it. He came to one of the clock. Live Ask Dr. Howe shows.
Jim Mason?
He sure did.
Really?
Yep. Last
oh,
October.
The live one. Oh,
not
yeah.
Not the ones in April. He came to the one in October before the entire run was aborted.
And why did he do that? Did he perform or do anything?
He got up and he talked with some guy that was there talking about outer space stuff. And Jim Mason was talking about how he put some plaque with
Joel Osteen.
Some kind of thing that I don't know what. Chicken John had written some apology to all these other artists or I don't know what. And so Jim took it and put it on this space probe that was going to go out into a fistula. And I just after
right.
that, I kind of lost interest
right.
in it all. The fistula
okay.
just turned me right off, and I didn't want to hear any more about
no.
it at all.
I would feel so, the same way, you know.
Yeah, so Jim and this guy that was talking about the space guy were back and forth about space stuff, and, you know, like,
yeah,
I don't
I
have
mean,
any time for that, or space, or time, or any of it.
But a fistula in geosynchronous orbit is could be dangerous.
That would be
you
dangerous.
Know,
don't put your fist in
like,
that.
Like a fistula with all-powerful GPS can locate you.
Linear.
And
I try to be
knows your longitude, your
multi-dimensional
latitude.
That
it can send a drone down.
I fail and suffer.
Take pictures
for it.
Of you in your underwear.
I'm not wearing any pants. So
yeah,
take
that's
pictures
what
at
they
11.
Want. That's just what they want. And they call
who
you.
Who is
up.
They? This they that
then
I hear
they just
of
call
often.
You up. Never mind who they is. You just put $5,000.
I'll call.
I just made a prayer about pray for him
underneath the mailbox at 17th and South Van Ness. at 0800 hours.
0800.
And you'll be able to see your goldfish again.
Ma, I never had a goldfish.
Well, you're...
I haven't lived...
Your fistula, damn it. We've got your
fistula. My gold fistula? Oh, I've got that. Yeah, that, definitely. My gold fistula.
Damn it, I'm holding a gun to its head.
Natural flavors. Natural flavors are meat byproducts that one finds in ketchup.
Now, by the way, do you have any live animals in your abode at the present time?
I saw a spider
besides
running along
yourself.
The wall the other day. There's Calimbula in there.
Okay.
Some silverfish. I don't really dig them
really?
At all.
Ooh.
The spiders are okay. The Calimbula, I don't have a problem with. The silverfish, I do not dig.
Well, you gotta be, but your bed is up off the ground anyway.
No, it's,
I enjoy steak too much because I hate hippies so much.
Don't tell me. Don't. With silverfish?
I sleep on the floor amongst the silverfish.
Wow. On a what?
And the gold fistulas.
What do they call it? Like a yoga mat? Or a,
I don't
a
use
duvet
yoga
of some
mat.
Kind?
No, I have a piece of the thing I lay down there.
Just like Gandhi. Just.
Essentially, I
less
guess that's
than gone,
I
yeah.
hadn't thought of that, but thanks.
Just a dish towel.
I'm
really.
In good company. Thanks. He's dead. I'm alive.
Yeah.
So,
anyway.
You know what I mean?
Suffering for the masses. It's a great.
And then, as I understand it, you don't sleep because you
I
would
rarely
prefer
sleep.
To abstain from that luxury. You want to.
I enjoy
stay
it more
up
than I think I actually
and just
enjoy
meditate
it.
Meditate more.
Exactly.
And not. Give in to sleep.
And then I have my birthday all the time. Remember back when
yes.
your birthday? I was telling you, if you stay awake, it's still your birthday until you go to sleep. So I am...
Oh, okay. So you're on
birthday.
A full-on...
Birthday. Party.
Well, birth year. I mean, you're on a year-long...
A lifelong... voyage.
Wakefulness. Wakefulness.
To the outer colonies.
Oh, my God. Here they come.
These
that would
are
be
the
tough.
Voyages of
that's
the birthday.
Why people would kill themselves if they're insomniacs, if they can't sleep. They,
Spy has
nuts.
Chickens. The quiche that Spy made came from eggs from the chickens that Spy has. That quiche that we were eating earlier here, VJ Pussycat just said, someone who lives near me has chickens. How do they survive that heat in there? I don't know. Outside, it gets pretty warm around
pop
where you are.
Pop them in the fridge.
Chickens, put them in the fridge and then take them back out, and they're freezer
yes,
flies.
That depends if that's a live chick or a yolk for human consumption.
A yolk? Oh, no. That's not a yolk. Oh, no. No, no, no. No yolks.
What is it?
Small pieces of abortion.
Oh, wonderful.
Chew it.
Oh, are these one of these? Oh, no, that's okay. Oh, okay. I will try some, yes. But, can I put it down somewhere? All right. First things first. I love dry roasted.
Put down.
Of course, I try to avoid things that say only lightly salt.
I like dry gold fistulas.
Assholes. Taken away. I want that salt.
Would you like a dry cold fistula or a dry gold fistula? There's gold
I
ones.
Had a goldfish when I was a kid.
Every time
probably
you eat a steak,
investment.
Like a hippie's hacky sack goes
gold
down the
fistula.
Gutter. And you're like, oh,
the
man!
Cold fistulas, they're going to warm up, and that's the end of it. A gold fistula, I mean, that's got some staying power there. You know, and the price of gold, it goes up, it goes down, but it's always got some value to it. So, cold fistula, gold fistula, you take your pick. I know which one I want. And a dry one, too. Like, the humor here tonight, it's been really dry, like arid, extra.
I rather like the dry, especially the dry roasted.
Those peanuts are dry roasted, are they? How about that? Well, what do you know? They sure are. And look at that guy on there in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Mr. Planner.
Have you ever been to Atlantic City, New Jersey? There's a peanut spot there and a big, giant planter guy. Always fascinated by him. Fascinated.
Yeah.
I was in Atlantic City once when a hurricane struck there.
Nowadays, it's from Kraft, Heinz.
Let me tell you.
They run everything. Chicago, Illinois.
Heinz. Oh, there's natural flavors in there.
What?
Right there. Is what? Read the ingredients to us, please,
forget
Michael.
It, that natural flavors.
What's that say right there?
Peanut sea salt. Contains peanut. That's it.
What's that stuff underneath your index finger here, the right index finger? It's got some kind of warning about heart disease. Don't eat peanuts. Peanuts can cause heart disease? I didn't know that.
Wait a minute. American Heart Association certified meets criteria for heart-healthy food.
Oh, I see.
Choking warning. Do not give nuts to children under four. For best when used by information, please see date printed on package. But according to this, its only ingredient is peanuts and sea salt. Maybe they're lying. I don't know.
It's only a paper moon.
You don't want it?
Nah, no thanks. Nah, it's only a paper moon. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-boom.
Of course, you can get used to things without so much salt. Like popcorn. I don't need salt on popcorn anymore.
Salt's good for you.
Yeah.
Sodium.
There you go.
Regulates some thyroid functioning.
Yeah, right. It's not all bad. In fact, for that matter, helps to some degree.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, shit. God,
oh, my God. Oh, my God. Out of control.
Oh, no. My finger. I've got a fistula in my finger. Oh, no. I've got my finger in a fistula.
Don't point that thing at me. Look out.
What do peanuts and corn have in common? Salt and fake butter on popcorn. There's a bunch of free goldfish on Craigslist here. Wow, let's get them and drink them down. I can drink as many as 50 goldfish in one big gulp.
Really? Well,
just don't put soda in the big gulp
that.
For me. Water is okay. Or some of this after party stuff that you found so offensive, DJ Pussycat.
I'd pay to see that.
How much would you pay to see that? Can I retire on this amount?
A lot of money. Yeah.
Actually, today I did retire. This afternoon, I retired.
Wow. So we'll never see you eat 50,000 goldfish? Is that what you're saying?
I said 50, not 50,000, but I could probably do 50,000 as well.
Exactly,
not in one big gulp.
Right.
Unless they're really teeny ones, maybe I could. I could swallow 50,000 brine shrimp in one gulp.
Yeah, like Monsieur Mange Tout.
Like sea monkeys.
You know him?
Who?
Monsieur Mange Tout, the French guy.
Monsieur Must Chew? If he must chew, then he's not swallowing.
You know what? Let me put this.
Okay. You must chew. Okay. Well, when you're finished chewing hides the sound, Michael. Did you know that?
It certainly does, but you know what?
What?
It's very important to chew your food before you swallow, otherwise you may choke.
Okay.
Young listeners out there.
They are learning a lot tonight. They are learning.
Chew your food.
But it might not be tonight where they are. It might be today. Or it might be next week.
Try to keep your mouth closed.
Isn't that kind of fucking mind-boggling, right? Like, wow, man. Like, this show is podcasted, and it's like, wow, archived.
It's
happening
now.
You could stream it from archived, like, later on. And like, wow, man. Like, whoa, hold on. This is like, you're not even here when you're now and there. And there they are when the now is not now. And, oh, man, this is like... wild shit.
I can't even. All about.
What? I'm trying to wrap my head around this, and I'm like, I got a fistula. Just trying to fucking wrap my fistula around my finger. Oh boy. Help. Oh man.
Man, this is.
Where's
radio.
The capybara anyway,
this
Michael?
Is
haven't
radio.
Seen that lady. Lady. Hey, lady.
This
your capybara
is radio.
Down on my rug.
In the 21st century.
This is a capybara on the rug.
Oh no,
in the
21st my God.
Century.
I brought in show and tell. I forgot.
Fuck, where is it? Will you pull it out?
I should have pulled it out when Hal was here.
Oh, darn it.
Oh, but.
Speaking of pulling
it
out.
It all the way from my house.
Okay, well, you get that. I've got something else to get.
Yeah, me too. Out of here. So the sun comes up. Oh, my God.
It's 5:24, Michael. Do you know where your abortions are?
Do I know where my... gotta get home? No.
I'll be right back.
Maybe we should call it quits. Well, then this someone else comes in.
5 minutes.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's a dismantling process is what it is. I have to do that, you know, before going to bed at night. I mean, it's like you have to go through this whole checklist of like 10 different things to shut off. Do you really? I try to save electricity, so I'm like, I shut everything off. Oh, yeah. Wow. Tough guy. Well, yeah. You know, I haven't been to your house in a long time. You're still in the same place, right? Hey, you're gonna have a party or something. Go in and smoke a joint. Say what? Yeah. Right. Right. Each has to make room in order for the other to pass by. That's the way my place is. Oh, yeah. No, in fact, really, fat people can't come and visit me. You know, the lanes are too narrow. How to get in. But my friend Jeff Vaughn, you know him? Subterranean Shakespeare. He's obese. He's very, very fat. And he couldn't even visit my kitchen because you can't get in through the between the stove and the cabinet. You know, there's like this gap. It was built in the 20s. People were incredibly skinny then, in comparison to us. You've seen that, right? In crowd scenes, in old movies, like, well, no, how? Yeah, going to run around real fast. I know. It was really energetic. No. No, they were skinny. They were skinny. Compared to people.
You gonna show me something? You gonna show me something, Michael?
Oh yeah.
Hey, check it out. There's a new. The next guy comes in at 8 o'clock now. VJ Pussycat said. Is that true? Is that fake news or real news?
Trump
said. I believe VJ Pussycat.
Trump said that on Twitter. Like,
Pussycat, Pussycat wouldn't lie to you. Check it out.
Oh, dude.
Michael's got the Chinchilla Handbook, published by Barron's. They published the best how-to it guides of anyone.
I just found that for free. They're so cute.
Wow, look at these chinchillas.
So
they're lovely. Why would anyone want to make a coat out of this thing or a scarf?
Oh, no, of course. Adorable picture.
They are so adorable. Look at this fairy thing right here. Oh, look, it's got its head sticking out of a fistula. Hey, speaking of which, right, so there's a new Subgenius book. Did you hear, Michael? It's called Three Fistulas on the Tail of Bob.
Is it? Really?
Do you know about that one?
Did they do a new version of that?
A new version of what? Chinchillas?
Of Three Fisted Tails of Bob?
No, Three Fistulas on the Tail of Bob.
Oh. So. That I haven't heard about. No.
Well, you just did.
You know, they should reissue that. I'm sure they won't. Although it didn't happen.
Who's this they that you're speaking of? Find out who they are and how to beat them for big bucks.
The church.
The church. Like the Book
Stang.
Of Keenness. Stang.
You say Stang.
Ivan Stamp.
He is in charge now, for the most part, and so he's the one that did all the book deals.
Is he making all the millions?
So he should do a book deal.
When do we get our cut? When do we get our cut, anyway?
Our book again. So, oh, I received my cut for that book, which was,
42
he actually
cents?
Sent me a check, literally,
for
$7.86.
Wow.
Something like that. It was less than 10 bucks, and it was included change. That was what I got for that book, Three Fisted Tales of Bob. And then, of course, I cashed it, and it bounced! It bounced and cost.
So you had to pay it.
So I had to pay $8.
Sorry, that's not.
I had to pay an $8 fine for the subgenius check. And that's okay. That was my total payment for that book.
This has been your experience.
Yeah.
This has been your experience in the Church of the Subgenius.
Well, and then the the latest one, the Necronomicon. Is that what they call it?
I think so. The Babaphonicon?
The new...
Yeah, that thing's fucking crazy expensive on resale prices. Well, not crazy. Well, it goes for maybe around $100.
The Necronomicon listed virtually every single subgenius in the entire country. They
no way, really? So I'm in there?
Thousands and thousands of credits. And they didn't mention me.
Motherfuckers.
Couldn't fucking believe it.
Motherfuckers.
And I, you know, yeah. Unbelievable. After 20 years of service of Bob... In the service of Bob.
And you aren't even an afterthought.
Preaching Bob.
This is fucking lame,
and I've
man.
Performed in their shows. I've had music on their radio shows.
Bullshit.
I've performed
bullshit.
In their videos. And, you know, this is since 82. And this book came out 2010 or something. I don't know. Necronomicon? Anyway. Yeah, they didn't even list me even in the tiny, because they went out of their way to have tiny print.
After tiny Tim?
Yeah, print.
Oh, print.
So like, you know, 0.001 type, you know. And I wasn't even in that, even when it went to another dimension.
You must have done something really bad to piss him off that much, huh?
Let me tell you, I must have done somebody... really bad, because the same week they killed my telephone service, they killed my Facebook
Mercury
account.
Was retrograde.
Apparently my account has been, I don't know, eliminated, erased. I can't even find out. It's like Kafka. I can't even find out why or how or what.
You're a roach on
what
back,
happened?
Just
what did I say?
Wishing that you
what did I
flip
do?
Over, right yourself and scurry away back into a
yeah,
corner.
What are they, I don't understand. What am I supposed to do? I can't call Mr. Falkenheim. What's his name?
Yep, Falkenheim. Eisenberg.
Falkenberg, Rosenstein.
Eisenberg.
What's his name? Cooper.
Heisenberg.
Cooper.
Principal Heisenberg.
Anyway, who can you call? Like, hey, Rob, you're a smart
Ghostbusters?
Guy.
Ghostbusters?
You're hip to internet, computer,
You were waiting for that, weren't you?
You know, how to do shit. Okay.
Do shit?
How to do shit
online.
You're
going to do shit? More of this bodily fluid stuff? Huh? You want me to run through some
that?
Do shit now, too? This is just... What a night. This has been some kind of a linear something or another. Non-linear, linear, non-linear, denominational, congregational... back to the stakes.
So, K-Rob,
what are these stakes that are named after Native Americans?
Let's say, I have to keep my headphones off because you aren't on mic. So to hear you, I have to have no headphones. So
I can hear them perfectly.
Here's
clearly.
What happens. They suddenly, Facebook no longer accepts my password.
I can't hear you,
no
Michael.
Matter what I say.
Put your headphones on.
Oh. Nope. Okay. They won't let me get a new password because they say we need your phone number. And then when you click, okay, here's my phone number, it says your time has expired. Okay, now that's a total dead end. There is no how to talk to a representative of Facebook or how to
Michael,
deal with
deja
it
vu.
If you're not on
deja vu.
Facebook.
Deja vu.
What?
You told us this about
I'm asking
2 hours and 16 minutes ago.
That's different. That was telling you.
Now you're
now
telling
I'm
us?
Asking.
Oh.
What would you do?
Oh, what would I do? I wouldn't be
on
Feces Book.
You're not on Facebook.
I never would
I'm
be.
Saying, but K-Rock, are you on
You're
Facebook?
Not on Feces Book, are you?
Oh, don't tell me.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Oh,
man.
What would
my
you
heart
do?
Is broken.
What would you do? If they just shut you down and they locked you out of your
Throw a big,
site.
Big party?
But you can't get it, you know. Is there not? Did you know that? I mean, I don't know. I was thinking about it, and then I couldn't remember.
I suppose, Michael, what I would suggest... Well, I'm not supposed
to. I want to go down to the main office on Market Street.
The Facebook they, have some sort of a contact email for people like yourself who've been shut out. So I would internet search Facebook account closed contact support email address, and from that you will get an email address that you can then fire off a query to.
Yeah.
Which put into the spam folder, and soon your internet connection will also be cut completely. Not just feces book, but internet too. Oh, but wait, you use the library. No,
yes.
Don't do that, because I use the library too. I don't want to lose that. You're going to have the whole thing shut down.
No. Oh, man, that thing is riven with worms. Are you kidding me? I've had so many pop-ups in that
riven
public
worms.
Library.
Isn't that...
You know what the most obnoxious one comes
riven
over
worm?
And over and over is from San Francisco State.
Talia Shire lived there in Riven Worm.
Always wanting to... interview you, you know, get your contact information. And
I only allow people
to survey.
It's
outrageous.
Bad.
They don't do anything, and their computers are usually broken.
The library?
Yes.
Oh, you ought to come up to my branch.
The
They're
main
never
frame.
Broken there.
Really?
Totally. Seriously.
What,
yeah.
What branch? The Haight branch?
Yeah, Park Street branch. There's an open mic thing that's coming Tuesday night. Should
so
you come,
so
I may do
away,
something there. Last time around, I did something. There's no cameras, so I'm willing to make a fool of you. Or, I mean, myself. Ouch. I'm clearing my throat, in case you didn't hear that. Pardon me.
The committee.
There we go, K-Rob. Boink. You should light that before he gets back in the room, because once he comes back, it's just going to turn into, you know, it'll be on the floor, it'll be lost, it'll be broken. Oh, I'm not talking about you behind your back.
I heard that.
Is this really true, VJ Pussycat, or is that fake Trumpian news that you are feeding us here at...
I just need to
Radio
say,
Barnes
in my own defense, I have not spilled one drop of beer this whole night. Which is a record for me.
So, shut up.
Is it a 33 RPM, or a 78, or a 45, or what kind of a record is it, Michael, for you? What?
Man, oh, this was here last week.
Boring. You were here last week? No, you weren't. You weren't here last week, Michael. I wasn't here the week before, was I? Or was I? Hoagie's grandkid. Yep. Japanese African American. Aki Carmichael. Hoagie's son married this woman from Tokyo.
Have you anything to say to me? That was his.
Did you know about... Yeah, Hoagie's kid married this woman from Japan, and their child is Aki Carmichael. Oh, wait, no, that's the... Right, that was the child with the second wife, who's from Finland, Finnish. He finished with the first one and married
the committee.
Finland.
Doesn't look Finnish. Doesn't...
Oh, well, I'm sure the committee knows best.
Oh, it's Aki Kurumasaki, yeah.
Aki, it sounds
film
Japanese,
director.
Doesn't it?
Or Finnish.
These little creatures are so adorable. I want to have a chinchilla. They don't cause any trouble. They don't attack you.
Is there an index in that book?
They don't bite you.
Does that book... They do. Does that book... Yes, they do. Does that book have an index?
Oh, look at him.
That one.
Look
is so cute. So cute. Is there an index in that book, Michael? Could you check the index for something for me?
Yes, for what?
At the back there. Is there an index?
Yes.
Oh, there is. Okay. F.
Oh, that's a little white one.
Here we go. F I S T U L A?
Unless you go like, hi, I'm like that.
Right, they only understand goo goo gaga kind of stuff. Babies are the same way, too. They can't hear,
right.
Hello, young baby. No, they don't hear that.
No, they know because it cuts through, you know, that high, and cats imitate it, I think, to cut through, you know, that...
All the bullshit. They cut through all the bullshit.
It's like a baby that is just really annoyed and is not going to give up until you come and feed him. Well, you know, some babies have a good case to make. They may actually be hungry. Or what do? You're a baby.
What do you do when you fall in love with the chinchilla? You get one and keep it in a jar. Feed it lots of food and don't let it bite you. And now then you are a chinchilla.
And talk to it.
Chinchilla.
I wonder if they don't need a mate, maybe.
So, if you're hanging around and...
Oh.
So, what's a double chinchilla look like?
Like that.
There they are. That's a double chinchilla. Right on cue, Michael brings up a photo of a double chinchilla.
No, I was already bringing it up when you thought of it. Yeah. No, that's
you thought of me thinking of the double chinchilla.
Yeah.
Wow. Michael read my mind. I lost his, he read mine. What the heck?
We went through, and I said, oh, yeah, this is a double.
This has been a long,
it's a double stacker.
Night.
Look at this,
Chinchillas.
So cute. You know, that's
they're
probably
cute,
a male.
Michael, but
you know
what,
probably mating. Wait a minute.
Has anyone heard anything lately about John Hell's capybara, by any chance? How's that doing? Did they eat it or what?
But listen to this, though. Apparently, what's happening in the photo is far from being a mating thing.
What happened to VJ Pussycat?
It's the thing where the female is on top of the male and she's biting
him. Hubba, hubba,
hubba. And attacking him.
Oh, fuck, man. This is hot.
Females can be aggressive and injure males. Make sure individuals are compatible for housing.
Jesus Christ. I gotta go. I'm gonna have
look
to
go. For the ladies.
It's just too exciting. Here you go, Michael.
Yeah, I know. These chicks
like to
lunge at you and bite you in the neck. Oh.
And then they ejaculate. Don't they ejaculate?
Also? Chinchillas?
Yep.
Oh, now see, this is a nice open end. That's what I like.
It's not tight.
That's what I like. Yeah. More of an open.
I use the fistula technique when I roll that.
I assume you would like us to spark this right up?
Fire it up, Michael. Go for it, man. Totally.
I'm going to have to find that pesky lighter.
Isn't that one of the Board of Supervisors guy? Aaron Pesky Lighter.
So that's Wiener.
He's not on the BOS anymore. He's on the BS now.
Yeah,
Aaron Pesky. That's his name.
Oh, you're
Pesky.
Right. Not to be confused.
He's named after the guy that used to hold the record for the most home runs in his career.
And Mr. Pesky was also the longtime
man. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here this evening.
Not baseball team, and he was
not such a longtime manager.
Time.
He was an outfielder.
At the time I was growing up, that was the matter. And Johnny Pesky, we loved him to pieces, but he could not win for us. Although maybe he did. Was he the? No. Sorry. He did the 68 Impossible Dream, wasn't he? Yes. Pesky, of course, took us all the way, almost all the way. Impossible Dream, 68. Carl Yastrzemski, Bill Mombouquet,
Bill Freehan.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he was the Tigers catcher.
Frank Malzone, Ed Brissoud,
Rico Petrucelli.
Rico Petrucelli, of course, injured tragically.
Louis Aparicio.
Gary Geiger. Howard was in center, I think.
Frank
this
Howard?
Is where,
no way.
You know,
Frank Howard never played center field.
Yeah, but then V.J.
Pussycat. Oh, Mo Howard. That's right.
Yeah, but no, V.J. Pussycat gets pissed off because we talk sports. It's not sports.
V.J. Pussycat says there are over 130 people. Maybe that's 132. I don't know. Watching a live feed of a guy sleeping on his lawn. Where is this lawn? So is he a lawn mower man? Or what's
so this
deal
is like a streaming thing and he's just asleep?
I don't know. I'm just reading what I see.
He's
on the
more
channel.
Entertaining than we are. What does that make us? Wow. He's asleep. Well, there was those, which I didn't blame them actually, there were those eagle couple with the eagle chicks. You saw that, of course. Oh, nothing could be more adorable. The two
woke
eagle.
Up in the hotel.
You saw that, right?
California.
The Eagles, the...
They did that song. I loved it.
They put the... No, they put the camera in the eagle's nest itself. It was wonderful. And, the, you know, it's
and
like
so
a daily
this
streaming.
Was a pay-per-view thing?
Yeah.
A live concert?
Yeah.
Don
and
Henley?
Millions, billions tuned in. They loved it.
And so Don Henley was there? Or what, did they have someone else standing in for him?
This is the end of the innocence.
This guy is snoring, apparently, too, in South Florida.
No.
Oh, I see. He's sleeping on his lawn
that's
awaiting the hurricane. Yikes. Not a good fucking idea, dude. Irma is a big girl now. I'd get the hell out. That's what I've been recommending for days. Just drive north and west as fast as you can.
You don't want to get her way.
You don't want to get her way. And Jose's coming along after him. He's pissed off. You know, this Trump guy and the wall and all. Jose has had enough of that shit and is going to demolish Mar-a-Lugo. How about that for karmic retribution? Jose demolishes Karma-Lugo. Karma-Mar-Lugo. Karma-Mar-Lugo. Karma Las Vegas. The Periscope shit is addictive. I've never done any of that. Can you get me some of it, DJ Pussycat? I'd do it. At least once. It's addictive. I mean, if I do it once, am I going to get addicted just one time? Is it like crocodile? Michael wants to do crocodile. Yeah, that's mine. Oh, no, it's not mine. It's K-Rob's.
Can I just have a sip? There you go. Like, there's no water. There's nothing I can sip. I'm coughing. I like that.
Here, these are empty.
Yeah. So, but there is this, right? Do I have to shake it?
Wait, shake
it says
your booty.
Protein shake.
More, more, more. How do you like it? How do you like it? More, more, more. La, 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 la. Frank, more, more, more. Michael likes him. Michael likes him. Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson Pepe. Is that what the J stands for anyway? Jackson? At the Drag King contest last night, there was a great... great, great, great Michael Jackson routine. Mad Dog 2020 did Michael Jackson with white face and plastic surgery stuff. The makeup was fucking phenomenal. The wig was perfect. Looked exactly like the Michael Jackson from Kitty Wonderland, Celebration Neverland, Llama Land, whatever it was called. Anyhow, yeah, the look was fucking absolutely perfect. I do not exaggerate. And the whole act was phenomenal as well, too. Ended with the bit, ended turning, facing away from the audience, picking up werewolf mask head, hairy werewolf mask head, turned around, put it on, and that was the end. Oh, fucking crowd went nuts for that one, too. That was not part of the contest. There were really great, great performances last night at the Drag King contest. I'm absolutely not lying now. I'm Tiger. And bears, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. Lions and tigers and bears, oh Michael J. Pepe. He has a chinchilla and I don't want one. I'd like a bear or a capybara. So, Michael, if you have a capybara book, please share it now. Where did Michael Pepe go? Oh my gosh, he fell out the window, K-Rob. Oh Christ. Fuck. The flailing is like, oh no, right out the window. He flailed out the window. VJ Pussycat, call an ambulance for us. Michael has fallen out the window. Let me go take a look and see who is there.
Help! I've fallen and I can't get out of a fistula.
I called Spy last Monday knowing that she would be either at or on the way back from Burning Man and I could leave a voicemail. So I left a nice voicemail for Spy telling her to pass the word along to Hal that Friday night here in the studio, while we were sitting around and it was so hot, I noticed, wow, the walls are melting, this is great, and then realized, wait, fuck. I'm thinking, wow, the walls are melting, these drugs are super, and then remembered we hadn't taken any drugs at all. The walls were really melting. The entire building was melting. So I jumped out of the window, trampolined off of the awning into the trash can, pulled the trash can over. You, K-Rob, followed by Doug, jumped down into the trash can, surviving, and we all stood there and watched the building melt directly into the ground like butter into a pancake. And so a couple of days later, Spy called me and said, shit, what happened to Radio Valencia? My God, it's gone. And I had to break her heart. No, that was fake news, Spy. The building is still there. No, we didn't take any drugs. No, the building didn't melt. The butter did melt into the pancake. And also into Maria Schneider's butthole. During that awful, awful scene in Last Tango in Paris. Who don't I have attached to a harness? Oh, Michael. No, we don't have Michael attached to a harness. They don't make them large enough. There's the larges for the big kids aren't quite big enough for Michael, so we're sort of trying to figure out how to fashion one. On the way over here tonight, I was in a taxi cab, and I was telling the cab driver about this machine that we're working on over here that when we're finished, it has one button on the machine, and you press the button, and every Uber and Lyft car in the city immediately disappears, gone. Freeing up streets, walkways, all this clusterfuck, less traffic on the bridge, just gone immediately. And the driver said, oh, wait, why don't you make one that interferes with the communications so they don't know when they're going to get a ride or whatnot. I said, well, yeah, but isn't it a lot better if they just fucking disappear? They're not going to know they get a ride then, too. So, hey, gone. Boom. Out of your way. You don't have to zip around them double fucking parked all nonsensically unprofessionally.
Double fucking parked.
Double crossed. Double indemnity.
It's a heavy date.
Double chinchilla. Yeah.
That's a heavy date for, double chinchilla. Yeah. In the park.
I'm doubling down on those chinchillas.
I tell you something. You know, BJ, Plunder, Pussycat.
BJ and the Bear?
If you ever want to get a cute little furry animal, think about a chinchilla. They are adorable. I just got this great book of, how to care for your chinchilla. And they really are worthy of
I don't give a fuck about it. I don't care about it. No way. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, my God. Are you putting down
chinchillas? Who's a Kaiser, those? Those are some nice headphones, too. Are these studio phones?
Well, most rodents are cute.
Wow. Who bought those? That's a good job. Thanks.
What? Headphones that work?
Look at those. They're fancy phones. What do these go? Like about $90?
Oh, come on.
They do.
They pick up these in Chinatown for about $7.99.
These aren't even those Dr. Dre's.
No, I don't know.
The high, classy ones that got double suspension here. Look at that.
Dual school, or is that new school?
They got dual double suspension stuff going on here. So these aren't really DJ phones, right? Because, you can take the thing. And then just one on here and wobble the other one all around and there and here and here.
Yeah, you're saying you can't do that?
Or you can.
Yeah.
Well, I can do it with these as well, too. These
ones are the committee for the
thing. Oh. Well, there's your
So, Michael, VJ Pussycat was suggesting that we do our own show. I will play disco records, and you will sit there and suffer.
No.
Well, I do that.
I can't.
Doesn't sound like a good idea.
A is that you think that's a show? That's a show.
No.
You call that a show?
At least one show.
It's what?
Maybe get
about
an hour.
Nothing happens?
Lots of stuff happens.
Oh.
I play disco records. You suffer. There's two
that's
things
a show.
Happening.
That's
two
a show.
Right there. Well,
no.
You know, people
that's
will,
not a show.
That they will
not
listen.
Not yet. Remember the guys that said the
how do those chinchillas make coats? Is that like Santa's elves making toys? How does this work with these coat-making chinchillas? VJ Pussycat claims that chinchillas make great coats. Are these great coats?
Oh.
Or are they London Fog coats? Or are they...
Well, they probably do, but they're so tiny
coats
that you, must, you have to
that's
slaughter...
Like
yeah, you got to
no,
slaughter...
No, the chinchillas are making the coats. They're not the coats.
Oh,
they
sure.
Make the
yeah,
coats.
But
like
in what conditions?
Elves make toys for
in
Santa.
In hot conditions, they slave it's, away at
yeah,
making their
now
own
you're
coats
on it. You got it.
For
you
minute
got it.
Wages
in, a sweatshop.
In Bangladesh.
No, I'm not
and
there,
they,
there's
they
a flood.
They collapse, and they have fires, and the poor chinchillas, but no...
Porch
they
chinchillas?
No work. They just know cuteness.
What's a porch chinchilla? Is that
you'd have to kill 50 of them.
Can't they come
them.
In the house? You keep them on the porch like the dinosaur and Fred Flintstone. What's going on with this stuff here? Chinchilla, Wilma.
I don't know.
My chinchilla.
Were you saying mount them?
What?
Mount them.
Start. On the porch? Like
the female
like
mounts the male from
or
what
just
you're telling
taxidermically
me
mount them.
Taxidermically mount them. Just get up on the back there and mount them.
Oh, like this female was doing to that male.
Yeah, hubba hubba.
Hubba I tell you, that's hubba, pretty kinky hubba. Stuff.
Start.
And those are just, that's just the tip of the iceberg of chinchilla sex.
Oh, VJ Pussycat wanted us to talk about tips earlier. Foreskin.
Chinchilla.
There's a foreskin on your forehead.
I'm a chinchilla killer.
Chinchilla sweatshops. VJ Pussycat says you gotta
what?
Have
look,
K-Rock.
Start.
The guy on the Periscope just
I'm
woke
like
up.
I'm like the bad girlfriend.
And viewers are telling him he slept through
it's
the hurricane.
Out of no, you handed me it. All right.
Gerald Fenord says don't bother with... Gerald Fenord says don't bother with the disco. Just the Michael Pepe suffers part would be fine. Would be
just
underlined
suffer.
Fine,
you want me
underlined
to just
period.
Suffer.
They want
that's
you to
what
suffer.
It was. I was looking for to make a pun between suffer and suffrage.
And we came up with suffragette, remember? That was a while ago.
No, but I had another wrinkle on that.
A wrinkle in time?
That made another metaphoric level up as a joke. You know, it was another level. I took it to another level.
Yeah,
but
you
it's
took
lost
it to another
me.
Level, and I couldn't handle it. My
it
mind
fell apart,
just,
yeah.
It's smart enough for this
that's
stuff.
That's the
I
best thing,
you,
is
you just,
to just take credit for jokes you couldn't remember enough to do.
Right, like the bit about the Oracle of Delphi. That was a really good joke. It went on
right.
for about 4 hours.
It's still going on.
It is. Here we are again.
In fact, I tried to think of it when I was in the bathroom, and I didn't.
Porch chinchilla is a bigoted term for a low-rent fashion
what?
Model, says Gerald Fenord. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I know.
A bigoted term. What does a low-rent fashion model look like? Oh, of course, porch chinchilla.
Twiggy.
Porch chinchilla.
No, she was high-rent.
Those poor, poor porch chinchillas. They suffer
you know,
and suffer.
Low rent fashion, that would be like a local fashion model doing local.
So if I had
design.
A gerbil in me, I'd be suffering jet, definitely.
Keep you know, it was a great show, though, was Chillin', where they chillin'. Had fashion designers and retailers and stuff
chillin'.
All mixed together with
right.
hot babes and drinks and music.
Any sex?
No.
No drugs?
No, but you could hook up. You could, you know, make contact, yeah.
Eye contact?
No, I mean you could exchange contact information.
And then what happened after that?
I don't know.
Body fluids 27? Wait, they're not
that's
fluids though. They're some of them weren't fluids.
That's up to you. What do you got in mind, Sailor?
This has been a very fluid
well,
subject
okay, how
matter,
come I, once again, the lighter?
You're looking at the wrong guy. I don't smoke. What about that
is
guy?
Over
look
there?
At him. He might have it. Why don't you check your shirt pocket? I'll bet you it's in your upper right shirt pocket.
I've been in this pocket all- upper